1-888-767-4348. We're going to go through our calls on hold here this segment, and 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking window treatments. If you want to talk about anything in particular, exterior treatments, we've got an awning specialist and a screen specialist that will be joining us on the program. You can call in and ask. I won't say from the horse's mouth, you know, that some of them might not appreciate, but you could ask the experts in that industry that we'll have on the line with us. And I just got notification from home. Our front door knob is busted, so I'll be buying a new doorknob on the way home today to fix that. And just, honey, put that in my Homezada to-do task, and you know, while you're there, you can browse through the 14 undone tasks and maybe help me out and you know, knock out or assign a few of the kids as some of those home maintenance tasks. And that way I can get it cleared up so I can fix our front door, right?
Very smart.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing.
Yeah,
like
love you, babe. Let's get to Matt, I think is next. I've been holding the longest. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Romy. Thanks for taking my call. So I just replaced some closet doors and installed a pocket door going from our master bathroom to our master closet. And then just a couple days ago, I got notification that I won two medicine cabinets from the Rosie on the House auction. So I was thrilled about that. And I want to hang one of the medicine cabinets on the wall that is the new pocket door. But my hang-up is it's, you know, a half-inch drywall plus a half-inch wood frame. And so even when I was hanging the drywall, the 1 1/4-inch drywall screws were too long, so I ended up having to file off the ends of them from the inside before I did the back of the closet side because they were scratching the door. So I'm just wondering what my best option would be to hang the medicine cabinet. It's you know, fairly heavy, but I know the bolts would probably stick in too much
and interfere with the door. So I didn't know if you had any recommendations on what
I
could use.
And I'm not hanging up on you. I'm just going to stick you on pause while we're answer this because it seemed like a little bit of distortion in the line there. What we're going to have to do, there's nothing, if they're heavy, and you had mentioned the Rosie on the House auction, that's something. Rosie, when they're remodeling a house, if they're taking out stuff that's in great condition, they resell it on their auction site. And it sounds like you just got a couple of the medicine doors from that auction site, and they're heavy. So whatever our solution is, we're going to have to build something out from that, whether we camouflage a piece of plywood, you know, from the top to the bottom. If it's an 8-foot floor, we can camouflage something structural there, and then we can attach this cabinet to that plywood and then camouflage over it in some method to match the home. But there's nothing existing that I would attach this medicine cabinet to. Because of that pocket door, it slides into it. As you mentioned, the studs are thin. They're not going to help support. This is a cabinet, so the doors are going to be open and closed constantly. A lot of movement, a lot of pressure. We've got to engineer some way to put a fake or a structural element over that. And it may even consist of ripping that drywall off and then just doing plywood back over that. And then take some drywall mud and put that drywall mud over the plywood and camouflage it that way. So we've got a couple options. We've just got to get a good structural solution for you. Hang tight. We'll visit a little bit more on the break, but I wanted to make sure we took care of Michael and Cameron. Go ahead, Michael.
Good morning. So I have things in my garden that apparently are very, very delicious, but it's not even the fruiting yet. So beans are gone, sprouts from squash are gone, entire tomato plants eaten down to the ground.
Oh!
So some animals coming in, and I don't know. It's like, well, if it was rabbits, I suppose I should put up chicken wire, but if it was birds or if it's other animals, it's not a big animal. It's not a deer or something like that. I would see markers for that.
Well, other than building a plant prison, which if you don't have a barricade, you'll need to eventually, but you can get repels on granular and make a perimeter around the garden, and then Captain Jack's to apply onto the plants for insects. Those would be the two things you could get done today that would start to curb that.